Is the footage? She can't help herself. That's the question, isn't it? The maker has been positioned via the strategy outside of that. You can assemble the segments, but you can't reassemble them. Not at this point, but if he ever assembles them, then they can be reassembled. He? The maker, she shrugged. You believe that the segments are part of a whole? Yes, zero hesitation. Why? It doesn't feel so much like a leap of faith as something I know in my heart. Strange to hear herself say this, but it's the truth. The heart is a muscle, Biggin corrects. You know in your limbic brain, the seat of instinct, the mammalian brain, deeper, wider, beyond logic, that is where advertising works, not in the upstart cortex. What we think of as mind is only a sort of jumped-up gland, piggybacking on the reptilian brainstem and the older mammalian mind, but our culture tricks us into recognizing it as all of consciousness. The mammalian spreads continent-wide beneath it, mute and muscular, attending its ancient agenda, and makes us buy things. Case takes him in, a sideways glance. In that moment's silence, seeing him unsmiling and perhaps very much who he is. When I founded Blue Ant, that was my core tenet, that all truly viable advertising addresses that older, deeper mind, beyond language and logic. I hire talent on the basis of an ability to recognize that, whether consciously or not. It works. She has to admit to herself that it evidently does, as he brings the Hummer to a halt at the verge of the steep park. Grass, soft-looking under mirror-world lamps. The legend Damien told her, which she can't now recall, a sort of English Icarus who flew from here, or crashed here, long before the Roman city. The hill, a place of worship, of sacrifice, of executions. Greenberry, prior to Primrose. That druid thing. Biggin doesn't bother to unfold his parking permission, surely the truest modern equivalent of the freedom of the city, but climbs out, putting on his Stetson in that same fussy way, and marches toward the hill's unseen crest, lost for a moment in darkness between lamps. Case follows him, hearing the Hummer's chopped-off security groan as he thumbs the button on his key. No path for Big End, but straight on, climbing. Case bringing up the rear, hurrying to catch up, mentally kicking herself for letting him play her this way. Fool. Walk away into the night, down to the canal and along it to the locks, past homeless men drinking cider on benches. But she doesn't. The grass, longer than it looks, wets her ankles. Not a city feeling.